Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever felt like just giving up? Well, if you have, this is not the season to do that. The Lord, He sees us, and He knows that we're tired, and He knows that we need a refreshing. On His way, and we know that God's got our back. If you don't know, let me enlighten you.
I welcome you to Refreshers and I would like to give a shout out before getting started to Energize Seaforth Media and Chris Cooper for this opportunity. We have a great show that is lined up for you today with a special guest here in our live studio audience, but also part of our panel, Tamara Lindrum and Roger Lindrum. Thank you for being here today. But before I go any further, I'm going to acknowledge my live listening audience and live studio audience. I said the show is going to be great. It is going to be great. The title of the show is It's Supernatural. So for those of you that don't believe that God still moves in a supernatural way, He absolutely does. I'm going to give you an option right now. If you want to, you can call in live at 657-383-0309. Again, that's 657-383-0309. Again, back at the topic, it's supernatural. Thank you, Tamara, for being here with me today.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
You are most welcome. You are most welcome. I tell you what, before we get going, I want to let you know, and let everyone that's listening know, that it is a tremendous pleasure to have you in my life. And to know you, I mean, we've just known each other, like over a year?
That's correct.
And God has made us fast. Friends, fast family, real fast, right?
Amen.
And so I thank the Lord for you, and thank you, Roger, for allowing her, amen, to enter in. We've got good buds, too, amen.
Amen. It's an honor to be here.
Thank you so much. So it's supernatural. When we're talking about it's supernatural, we're talking about things that happen beyond the natural. Well, we actually have encounters with God, or angels, or even sometimes it's not even just angels. On the other side, we have had out of body experience. And I'm not saying beings, talking about those that have been in the body of Christ and those that are not. And today, you're going to talk about an experience that you had while at a business point.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to go ahead and let's get started?
Sure. First of all, I want to say thank you just for allowing me to do this. It's amazing. I used to not be able to even give this testimony without breaking and just weeping and crying.
Yeah.
For a lot of years. But I would say it's been about maybe 18 years ago, something like that. I had been very sick in my body. Very, very sick. I was a hairdresser for a lot of years, and it gave me lung damage.
Okay.
And so I had gotten so extremely ill that I almost died.
Wow.
I couldn't stay awake, even just driving down the road. Like, just to go 15 minutes away, I would fall asleep multiple times.
Is that because of the lack of oxygen in your body?
Probably so. Probably so. But all the chemicals just from, doing hair had damaged my lungs. And not just my lungs, but multiple organs in my body. You know, I was very sick. And so I just started going to an all-naturalist type of doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And she had begun to treat me. But I guess I'd only been with her for about a month or two.
Okay, I'm going to skip in just for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Started going to an all-natural therapy.
Yes.
I have no idea what that is. What is an all-natural?
It's a doctor, a type of a doctor that will treat you herbally.
Okay. All right.
Yes. And she confirmed all the things that the doctor had told me, because my doctor had told me that I had lung damage and I had a variety of issues,
Okay.
And so I had went to my dentist one day about 2 months, you know, after going to her. And, you know, the forms that they have you fill out beforehand, you know, they ask you, like, if you have a million different diseases.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I was believing in faith during that time in my life, and I still do.
Right.
But I was believing in faith to the point that I wouldn't even check it. I wouldn't be practical.
Okay. All right. So, like, you look at all this stuff, the same that you have it, but you're walking in faith.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
Yes.
Can we call that one foolishness? Right. But you were standing in faith, believing that God was going to do, so you didn't want a confession. That's
exactly
really what it was, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you didn't check any of the boxes.
No, I didn't check them. And even when I came to asthma, I wouldn't check it. Now, at this point, my husband can even tell you, I had pneumonia multiple times in a year even. I was so sick that I was literally almost bedridden.
My God.
And I was very, very ill. I just couldn't stay awake. I just was leaving my life away. And so I would not check that I had asthma or any of the other issues on the form.
Right, right.
And so they took me in. I was having a fountain replaced, and I really didn't have to do it, but it had all kinds of hairline shatters kind of in it, and they told me that I really needed to do it before it fell apart, you know, so I was just being proactive, and I went in, and I had it done. And so as I went in, the doctor and the assistant, I forget what you call them, but it's like the dental assistant.
Right.
They began to work on me, and they gave me gas, which is nitrous.
Right. Okay.
And I had never had it before. Never been given it before. That was my first time. But I know I quickly slipped into a state. I wasn't unconscious. I was fully awake, fully aware. But it was a state where I couldn't even keep my eyes open.
So did you feel like it was maybe sleepy, or it was something else that was really going on?
I don't even think I felt sleepy. They thought I was asleep.
But you weren't.
But I weren't.
Okay.
I wasn't asleep. Right. I could hear like every single sound in there. I could hear everything they said. I was fully connected with it.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened is my eyes were closed and I was unresponsive.
Okay.
I couldn't even respond to them.
Okay.
And so he began to turn the drill on, and he kept telling me to open my mouth. And so he kept saying, open, open, open. And I would just hear this repetition of open.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that I was just so unresponsive that I wasn't even opening my mouth.
Okay.
And so he and the female dental assistant were laughing, and they were saying, oh, my gosh, look at her. Look at her. She is out of it. I mean, she's asleep. She's out of it. And they just kept laughing and joking, and they weren't being mean.
Right,
they were
just
blown away that I was asleep.
Right.
But I wasn't asleep. I was 100% aware of everything that was going on.
Okay.
All of the noises, everything. But suddenly, it was like the noise began to get quieter and quieter. And it was like my body, I could feel myself moving away from them, like away and upwards.
Okay,
and,
hold on a second. Mm-hmm. So you're saying that as in time, you felt a drifting?
Yes.
A drifting, and then separating.
Yes.
From your natural body.
Well, it wasn't like that. It was almost like if you were to be talking right now,
mm-hmm.
and you remain talking, mm-hmm. like you don't stop talking.
Right.
And there's all kinds of noise you're making.
Right.
It's like if I were to walk away from you, the further I walked, the lower your voice would get.
Right.
And there would be a point that I would walk so far away from you that the sound would stop. I would no longer hear you.
Right.
And it was like that, but I felt like a drifting away upwards.
Right. So you were separated. You feel,
yes.
But it felt like all of you, or could you tell?
I did not see my body. I did not It just felt like me.
You were separate.
Yeah.
You couldn't tell if it was spirit or flesh. It just felt like you were leaving the room.
Absolutely.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. And so the sounds go lower and lower. You know, I kept hearing this reeling, just reeling, and him saying open, 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 and her talking and them laughing. And suddenly, like someone snapped their finger, the sounds were gone, and I was standing on a floor. It was an incredible, just the most incredible floor I'd ever seen. And it was marble. It looked like marble, but it was like an amazing, expensive chessboard. That's what it looked like. But it was a floor. And I was in a room, and I had an understanding that it was a room. Because, but it was well light, the brightest, whitest light.
Okay.
I have never seen anything that white ever
okay.
before. And it wasn't transparent. You couldn't see through it. It was opaque.
Okay.
And it's like it was a square room, and I could see the where the corners meet.
Okay.
Where the corners meet, I knew that there was a boundary there.
Okay.
And so I was fully aware that I was in a room of light, of opaque light, on this amazing chessboard floor.
Right, right.
And suddenly, up came walking Jesus. And I knew it was him.
Okay, all right. All right. Okay, so you burst out of the room, you end up in this other room.
Mm-hmm.
And how long were you in the room before you had the encounter with the Lord, what you're supposed to be the Lord. And I know you do. I'm just saying that for those that
feel like,
yeah, I'm telling you, I'm right there with you. So
yes.
How much time?
I don't know.
It seemed to move quickly?
Yes, it seemed to move quickly. But I had time to observe. And as I observed, and I remember observing the corners, you know, where the corners met, the walls met together. Because I was observing that was a room.
Right.
But yet there was no visible wall. I understood
that
you
were in,
it was a square
gosh.
Room, a room of light.
So, okay. All right. You lost me there for a second. Okay, I'm back with you. So, you didn't see the wall?
No. It was a room of light.
You could sense the wall.
Yes. There's a boundary.
Get out of here.
Yes.
Absolutely incredible or extremely crazy, but that
was
like, wow.
It was.
Oh my goodness. And so into this place enters what
Jesus.
You know just is.
And you know how he has his arms stretched out?
Right, right. You
know, like I'm welcoming you.
Right.
You know, you always sit your
I'm trying to be open. You know, like I'm really standing in the middle of here, but I'm about to get excited. Jesus came into the room and said,
yes.
In the room with Jesus. All right.
Yes.
Okay, so go on.
Yes.
His arms
and
are open.
His arms are open. He comes walking up to me out of the light. Like he appeared again, walk up out of the light.
Okay.
There was a doorway in this room that I see, probably because he is the door.
Right.
But he came walking up out of the light, like out of the wall, and he had his arms stretched out as to welcome me, and I knew it was him. It was never a question
right.
who it was.
You know, I'm going to stop right there, but hold on. It is funny because just some different experiences I've had in life. And I've had an encounter with the Lord, Jesus, and I've had an encounter with angels.
Mm-hmm.
And a clear difference.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you're in front of, you can clearly differentiate between what is what.
Mm-hmm.
I knew when angels were in the room, it was a different type of sensation. It really was a different one when I saw them. But when the Lord was here, I knew. Well, okay, I saw him that time. But I remember a time when my head was down, and literally I felt him in walk by me.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I don't tell very many people, now I choose to tell hundreds of thousands. But,
yes.
You know, it's like, he walked by me, and I was thinking, not even thinking, but knowing. So when you say you knew that it was the Lord, Jesus, that I concur. You know who's who and what's going on.
There was no question.
For a second, and we will be right back in a few seconds with Refresh.
The word of God is true. And if he says that he will never leave us, if he says that he is perfecting the things concerning us, then you best believe that he is. We serve an awesome God who loves us more than we could ever imagine. So to my brothers and my sisters, let's gut it up. Because the outcome is going to be great.
Don't miss Refresh with Pastor Regina Johnson. Every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central.
Quick question. What is your kryptonite? You know, kryptonite, like from the Superman movie. Little pieces of krypton that will fall to the earth and then Superman will come in contact with it. Kryptonite. Okay. Small pieces of your past falling into your future, robbing you of your destiny. Kryptonite? What is yours? Is it the person down the street you know so conveniently always is willing to remind you of who you used to be before you were redeemed? Or is it the memory of a place where you were broken when you were young? A bad marriage? Bad circumstances? I mean, I don't know. Today, I want you to identify what is your kryptonite. Once you grab hold of it, to reduce it to nothingness. Because the season of living a defeated life is over. It's time for us to live unstoppable lives.
To order Unstoppable You by Regina Johnson, go to Lulu.com, Google Books, and Amazon.
Hello, I am Princess Cooper, CEO of Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network, and you're listening to Refresh Radio with Pastor Regina Johnson, right here on Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network Sundays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time and 6 p.m. Central Time. Pastor Regina Johnson, Refresh Radio.
And our guest today is Tamara Landrum and Roger Landrum, as well as we're going to pull one more in for later on in the show, Tiffany Sanducci. And we are talking, the topic today is It's Supernatural. We're actually talking about an eye experience which Tamara had at the doctor's, at the dentist's office. So you're just kind of for time sake, I'm just going to kind of fast forward this thing. You had an out-of-body experience while they were working your teeth, and you felt this drifting away from everything that was happening in the room. You were not passing out.
Yeah.
You had gas, not like a shot or anything that would put you out.
Mm-hmm.
It was just supposed to just kind of make you less aware, but not to put you under. And you found yourself drifting away. When you drift away, you find yourself in another place.
That's right.
Another place had marble floors, a large chessboard, we jump right in right there.
Okay.
Before we go, you know, I'm going to let you tell it, and then I will ask,
okay.
I'm gonna ask Rocky that question. Go ahead.
Yeah, so as I was there, like I said, that Jesus came walking up and he had his arms stretched out, and I definitely was. There was no question.
Mm-hmm.
No question. And there was I never felt that kind of peace in my life.
Hang on a second. Now, when she came home, and I'm not letting her, but I'm going to tell the story and just what she shared. Robin, she shared this with you. Were you like, okay, dear, maybe it was like meds or, I mean, you knew she was serious?
Well, I know her, but who she is.
Come on.
Okay, but, you know, I didn't really receive it. I mean, I knew that the enemy was out to try and take my, you know, to take her from me. I always felt that way for years because of her sickness. You know, it wasn't hers. Don't now. But the thing is,
now that you corrected that,
not a
sickness.
It was kind of hard. How do you really receive?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because I know that anything can happen.
Right. So it wasn't even like a big question. No.
Didn't know how to really take it, but
yeah.
What I'm saying.
Right. But yeah. Okay.
Yes, and so when he came up, you know, his face was grayed out.
Okay.
And like he was grayed out, like, you know, like I didn't see his face.
Right.
And, but I knew it was him, and we stood, you know, he stood in front of me and began to converse back and forth. But we did not use our mouth. It was thought to thought. Yes,
okay.
And that, and so, and I had never heard before that in heaven that you won't speak with your mouth, it will be thought to thought.
Mm-hmm.
But I have heard it since, but mm-hmm. it makes complete sense because we are a spirit being, and here on earth we need our body to be able to converse for us.
Right,
so,
right,
in spirit form, we will not need a mouth.
Well, you know what? It makes even more so just one of us that are, I would say, spirit filled, you know.
Yeah.
I think we're crazy. But I mean, when the Lord speaks to you, it's not always an audible voice.
No.
You hear him with every fiber of your being.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you experience in your head, you know, it's like your spirit man just immediately is alert of him and converses with him.
Yeah. Yeah. And we just had the most beautiful conversation. It seemed pretty lengthy.
Do you remember what it was?
I do not. I only remember one part of it, which I will tell you in a minute.
Okay.
But I have for a long time afterward, I would cry. I would be really tore up about it. I would just cry and weep. And I would ask the Lord, please, to let me remember what we talked about. Maybe not, but it was such a peace.
Wow.
I just an indescribable peace. I can't describe the peace I felt.
Yeah.
So the part of the conversation I remember was the part I didn't like.
Oh.
And we had been conversing, and suddenly he said to me, "You have to go back. It's not time."
Wow.
And I began to beg him not to make me go back. And for the first time, I actually thought about my husband, and I thought about my children. I was aware of somebody in him for the first time.
Right.
And
when you are in this place, you know, it's so hard for people to picture being in eternity and he being a God, just being their soul. Even if you had that, they think that would be boring or difficult. But it's like all of him draws all of you right
exactly.
Where he is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's effortless.
Okay.
Like, it's like, you know, the first time he permitted you to have those thoughts. So,
yeah.
Wow.
Exactly. Exactly. Because I never thought of anything outside of him. It was just incredible. Just peace. And so for the first time, I thought of my husband and kids, and my children were really young at that time, all three of them. But I began to beg him, and I said, "No, please, 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 my husband will be okay. My children will be okay."
Wow.
And, you know, my husband's never liked this part. He's never liked this part.
I knew my prayers were answered when I asked God that we have a long life and have a lot to do together.
Come on now.
Yes. Come on. I mean, purpose.
Yeah, but he has never liked me to tell this part.
The part about
I did not long for him.
Oh,
there was nothing in me that had desire for him or my children who I loved dearly.
Right.
They were my world.
Right.
Best marriage. I love my children. I would not trade that.
Right.
But in this moment, I had the desire for them to the point I began to beg Jesus not to make me go back because it would be okay.
You know what, though? I think that would be like if spouses, you know, respond.
Sure.
You would just kind of go, really? You
it would be mine.
You want to come back and hang out with me? We could kind of catch them together later on or something. You know,
it would be mine.
You know, but you get that. You get what's there. I mean, you're experiencing something that you have never experienced, a type of peace, a type of completeness.
Mm-hmm.
And you're in the presence of your Savior.
Yeah.
You're going to get this better than that.
Yes, no, it does not.
that experience, right?
No, it wasn't at all.
So it was light. What happened?
It was partial light. It was more or less that I was sitting in the chair before the doctor came in. The nurse and my mother were talking,
mm-hmm.
and they put the gas mask on me, and they're just conversing. Okay, mm-hmm. it's like 15 minutes. Okay, you'll be okay. And I'm like, this doesn't feel right. And like, well, you know, just relax. You'll be okay. So I'm feeling myself like kind of like not disappear, but like I'm falling back into my body. And as I'm falling back, they're conversating, and like she said, I'm like falling away from their voices, mm-hmm. like kind of an echo. And I started to go up,
mm-hmm.
and I started to see my body below me.
Mm-hmm.
And then like three black spirits came out the wall,
uh-huh.
grabbed me, and I was halfway into the wall before my mother saw my eyes. She's like, hold on, wait. Tiffany, are you okay?
So you could see your mother's response while you're being pulled away.
Yes, and I saw my body right there in the chair. I saw the nurse's reaction, and then she's checking the gas, and my mother's like touching me, and like it wasn't until my mother like fully like touched me and was like, Tiffany, and I literally shot from the wall and went back into my body. And, like, I felt my heart, like, go back. And she's like, what happened? And I couldn't tell what happened because I was so much on drugs. I couldn't tell her until we got to the house
of
what actually happened.
Okay. All right. And so clearly that was not
it was a battle for my life because that was a rough year for me.
Wow.
That was literally a battle.
Wow. Man, it's going by so fast. We're going to take another small break, and we'll come right back in with Tamara Lanza. All right. You've been listening to Refresh.
We've been waiting a long time for this. Contributing new breed together. We have to come to Asia to do it.
Oh, Father, we're so grateful that we can't run from your grace. Cause your grace is chasing.
Come on,
your grace is chasing me down.
Oh, Quick question. What is your kryptonite? You know, kryptonite, like from the Superman movie. Little pieces of krypton that will fall to the earth and then Superman will come in contact with it. Kryptonite. Okay. Small pieces of your past falling into your future, robbing you of your destiny. Kryptonite? What is yours? Is it the person down the street you know so conveniently always is willing to remind you of who you used to be before you were redeemed? Or is it the memory of a place where you were broken when you were young? A bad marriage? Bad circumstances? I mean, I don't know. Today, I want you to identify what is your kryptonite. Once you grab hold of it, you reduce it to nothingness. Because the season of living a defeated life is over. It's time for us to live unstoppable lives.
To order Unstoppable You by Regina Johnson, go to Lulu.com, Google Books, and Amazon.
The Word of God is true. And if He says that He will never leave us, if He says that He is perfecting the things concerning us, then you best believe that He is. We serve an awesome God who loves us more than we could ever imagine. So to my brothers and my sisters, let's gut it up. Because the outcome is going to be great.
Don't miss Refresh with Pastor Regina Johnson. Every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central.
Consciousness, because you are conscious. at all. You knew
absolutely
what was going on until you actually reached this other realm. So as you're coming back in, it's now the noises that were faint when you were exiting are now faint as you are entering in. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. It would be just like if you're making constant noise and I'm far from you.
Mm-hmm.
I could hear them quietly, but the more I walked towards you, the louder those noises would get.
Wow.
And so it's like I was going backwards,
wow.
You know, going back into my body. And it was, I heard them louder and louder and louder, and I knew that I was being drawn back, and it was louder and louder. And suddenly it was like somebody snapped their fingers, and I opened my eyes. I mean, it was just like, bam, I felt like I was back. Yes.
Now, Tiffany, when you were sharing, you said that when your mother grabbed hold of you, you were able to actually, when you started separating, you were able to look down into the room. So you were aware also. And so as you began to exit out of the room and your mother recognized that there was something very different going on with you, when she grabbed hold of you, you had the same yanking type sensation or that feeling like, when you enter back into your body, like almost like a jolt, like you were back. So both of you definitively can say that a part of you was out of
absolutely
out of your like you really your spirit man.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say it like that, okay? And please forgive me if you are not a Christian and you don't understand this terminology, but it's the best way that I can explain it. But it was like you could tell that your spirit, because we're triune beings, and so you could tell that your spirit man had separated. A part of you had left your physical part that you could see and touch.
Mm-hmm.
That part had exited.
That's good.
You know, the best example that I always use when I try to explain that is like, did you ever watch that old movie called Ghost?
Yes.
With Patrick Swayze, right? Remember? It was like you could see him like peel up out of the natural body and look and see her dead flesh on the ground, and just like, oh, it can't be happening.
Correct.
And so, you know, wow. So anyway, okay, going back to you, Tamara. Okay, so you're back.
I was. I immediately opened my eyes very abruptly and began to tell the dental assistant, I'm sick. I think I'm going to throw up.
Right.
I was very sick feeling.
Wow.
And so she jerked the gas mask off of me and said, you're not getting enough oxygen. But this will be okay quickly. You know, you'll be okay. You know, and she gets the oxygen and starts, you know, quickly putting it on me. And told me to lay back and just breathe oxygen because I wasn't getting enough. And she said, but you're going to be okay.
Well, what would you say if somebody would say that? Like, okay, you're not getting enough oxygen. That could cause this illusion to happen in your mind. What was causing you to that?
I knew it was an illusion. Actually, I knew that I had died briefly.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it was more than an outer body experience. I knew that I had died.
Go ahead and tell that part of the story, the brief confirmation.
Yes. Never afraid of the experience.
Oh, wow.
No,
wow.
I was
wow.
never afraid of dying.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Yeah.
So anyway, so you went there and you had students and a professor.
Yes. And so I had this young female student that began to work on my teeth. And I don't know why, but I began to tell her about this circumstance situation that happened.
Right.
And
I think it would be important
forward.
That you let them know, though. You didn't let them know right at first.
Not when I was at the dentist when it happened. I did.
No. Did you when you went to the school? You didn't let them know what happened to you.
Well, I did tell her, and I think that's why did tell her
probably.
Is I didn't want. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly why. Didn't process that.
Right.
Yeah. I said no, not to get gas at this. So I'm telling her why, and she's treating me. You know, really kind of rude.
Like you kind of crazy lady.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
You're nuts.
Right.
And she really was treating me like I was crazy. So she calls the dental professor over, and she's repeating to him what I said, but she's like, she's rolling her eyes, and, you know.
A lot of years, she died. Yeah.
And the dental professor quickly jumped in and began to, he was very serious, and he began to ask me to tell him the story. And so I did. I went through all of it. He spent quite a long time with me.
And I told him. And so he began to school her the whole entire time.
Right.
And he would ask me questions and he would ask her questions. And so he began to teach her. And when it was over with, he had told me, he said, when I was a dentist, working as a dentist in my own practice, he said there was a 7-year-old boy that sat in my dental chair and he died. And he said, I had to resuscitate him.
Wow.
And he died because of gas.
Wow. Okay.
Yes. And he said, I had to resuscitate him. He was 7.
Okay.
He said, when I brought him back, he told me exactly the story you just told me.
Stop. Are you serious?
I'm serious. And he said, when he was 7, he could not have made that up or created that.
Now, hang on a second. Now, you're talking about the gas.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you who just tuned in and you heard just a portion of Tiffany B. Fanzucci's testimony, she, too, was on the gas at the dentist office. So I don't want anybody to be nervous about going to the dentist. These are, like, very rare cases where people have these reactions to gas. So, yeah. So, anyway, with me saying that, you know the little sheet that you're supposed to check everything that's wrong with you? Check all of the boxes so that they will have a chance of working with you, you know, with all of the information. I'm just kidding. That was just a little sidebar for anyone who's listening. So,
yeah.
Go ahead.
And so the dental professor began to say to me, I can guarantee you don't drink. And I said, that's correct. And he said, why don't you drink? And I said, well, I guess just for me, I just don't believe in drinking for me, for life.
Right, right.
And he said, well, that's not what I thought you were going to say. And he said, I thought you were going to say it's because you can't hold your alcohol.
Right.
And I said, well.
Which actually turned out to be so.
Exactly.
Wow.
I said, I used to drink before I gave my life to Christ.
Come
when
on.
I would get very drunk, I said that I could not hold my alcohol. I said, I would just begin to drink and I would get so drunk, I would be incoherent. I wouldn't know nothing.
Yeah.
To like the next day. And so he gives me this big, long talk that went completely over my head. And he called it.
No, we need all of it.
So he called the name of what it was, you know, but he said that there is a small percentage of people who cannot take gas. And he told me don't ever take gas again.
Wow.
Yes, and he said because it will do the same exact thing to you that alcohol does to you. Yeah, it's like an allergy. And so he told me don't ever do that again. But he said you didn't have an out-of-body experience.
Come on.
Because I told him I had an out-of-body.
Right. So it's not.
He said you do not have an out-of-body experience. He said you had a near-death experience.
Yeah.
He said actually, for a very brief time,
You died
and came back.
Wow.
And he's a professor.
Wow. Wow.
And so it was like sheer vindication because no longer did the young dental student treat me like I was crazy.
Right.
Oh,
my goodness. You know what? I'm just going to kind of switch gears because I know that not only are you here to get your testimony, but both of you and Marge are pastors of the church.
That's
and
great.
So in sharing a testimony like this, we're not just telling it so you can get goosebumps.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We're sharing this because why, Raj? Why would this be important?
To keep our distance from Christ is our life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, have we made our preparations and everything right for if something does happen?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because there is no promise of tomorrow.
Wow. A lot of people think, and I can still say a lot. And he'll say a lot of people don't believe that there's something after death.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it is, it's just another big old extensive party from what they were partying in here on this side. But we know quite the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, because the word clearly tells us that.
Absolutely. Yes, the Bible says that you must be born again by the Spirit of God. In order to enter into heaven, you must be born again. It's not optional.
You know, you use this term, you're born again. Like, what in the world are you talking about, born again? Because clearly we cannot enter into our mother's womb. There was a question that was asked. We can't enter into our mother's womb again. So what are you talking about here?
Well, you know, the Bible says that Jesus Christ Christ died, mm-hmm. and he paid the price for our sins.
But he got a physical death.
He got a physical death.
Okay.
But he took every bit of our sin, all of humanity,
okay.
even the people who have not yet been born.
Come on.
He took every person that is here now and will be, all of their sin to the cross, and he reconciled the world to himself.
Come on.
At the cross.
Come on.
It was done.
Come on.
And so salvation has already been freely given to every single one of us, but we must receive the gift. And when we receive it, our spirit man is born again. That means our spirit man begins to really live for the first time. Now, if I've had an experience like the young lady,
right.
Tiffany,
uh-huh.
right, Tiffany, if Tiffany was lost during this time, she had not yet been saved. She's now saved.
Yes.
But I was saved. I had a very close relationship with Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And so I knew that if I died at that time, I would go to heaven. But Tiffany did not have
that experience.
She didn't have that experience.
When she began to die.
Exactly.
In that chair, the experience was quite different. Creatures that were dark began to pull her
mm-hmm.
through. You just sort of just transcended into this
mm-hmm.
other place. And so
mm-hmm.
where they were there, you know, to yank you on through, but thank God for your mother
mm-hmm.
Who intervened. And I'm sure knowing your mom, she didn't just naturally intervene. She was praying for you to be all right. And so,
anyway. Yes, and I noticed one unique difference between her story and mine is I felt pulled out, like forward, and she described going back. Being pulled out backwards.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do not know for sure that you're going to heaven,
mm-hmm.
you're not.
Oh, come on. Come on.
If you cannot say for sure,
right.
you know if you die right now, you are not going.
Come on.
So you must be born again.
I know that just wrecked a whole lot of people's lives. They're like working on it in church.
Exactly.
Like working on it, trying to get to the place
exactly.
to where they are. You just hit somebody right in the forehead
mm-hmm.
with a sledgehammer by saying that.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
But it's a free gift. See, when he died on the cross and stretched himself out, he said, "It is finished."
Mm-hmm.
He reconciled the whole world to himself.
Well, what
but
about when people say that I'm trying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get this thing right, but I just can't seem
mm-hmm.
to get it right.
You don't need to work at it. It's not by words that make you saved. It is by grace alone. It's a free gift. And so when the Holy Spirit begins to deal with your heart, like some of you now are feeling a tugging, a drawing to this word, and it's because the Holy Spirit is drawing you to himself right now as you hear our voice. And so if you don't know the Lord and you don't know that you will go to heaven when you die, it's time to make it right. Today is the day of salvation. And you can do that right here and right now. It's a free gift. Christ already paid it. He already paid the price for your sin. You just have to receive it. You must receive it.
So when you say receive it, I'm
yeah.
going to let you, you know, we're all in the
okay.
same I'm sure when you say receive it,
mm-hmm.
how do they receive it?
Yeah.
How do you receive it?
Yeah. Well,
because I'm sure there are people that say, well, you know, I'd love to receive that.
Yeah.
But I just do a mailing
yeah.
or you call or
yeah.
how do I receive that?
Yeah, we can do it right now. Just right where you're at. You don't have to be in the church house. It doesn't even have to be a religious setting. Right where you're at. You may be in a bar or a club or, you know, at home or in your bathtub. Listening to this. As a matter of fact, I almost see a picture image of a woman in a bathtub right now. But right where you're at, I'll pray this prayer, and if you repeat this after me and you believe it with all of your heart, then that your spirit is reborn right then, that very second. And you are made new. You're reborn into a brand new person. And so if you would like to receive that gift of salvation, I would like you just to pray after me.
Before you get ready to do that
yes.
prayer, I want you to explain to me what is it that they are believing.
You are believing that Jesus is Lord of all.
Mm-hmm.
you can't go to heaven through Muhammad or through Buddha. You can only go through Jesus. You can only receive your spirit being born again through Jesus Christ,
mm-hmm.
only through him.
Mm-hmm.
And if you receive him
mm-hmm.
as Lord and Savior,
mm-hmm.
then you are sealed by his spirit.
Mm-hmm. When you say that, there'll be people that will want to receive this, and there'll be people that will be offended by that and saying
mm-hmm.
that's the only way.
Yes.
But you can also say that in your heart. You don't say that out of malice.
No.
You don't say it out of anger.
No.
But you say it out of love.
Absolutely.
And that, which really explains to them that even if they choose not to choose him,
mm-hmm.
he still chooses them. He still loves them, even in their choice.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
I remember the times that I would push and push and push the Lord away. People would ask me, do you want to be saved? And I would say, no. And I would be angry at him and mad at him. But it was so amazing how Jesus just loved me so much that even when I would say, no, I don't want him, that he would still draw me to himself. And so when we turn the Lord away, he still loves us. He still loves us.
Right.
But if we don't surrender to receiving him as Lord and Savior, it's not him that sends us to hell.
Mm-hmm.
It's us that makes the decision.
Right,
we choose. We choose it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But Jesus chooses heaven for us. He says it's not his, it's his desire that no person should perish.
Mm-hmm.
He wants everyone to be with him in glory.
I wanted you to say that because there are so many things that are equated to Christianity, mean, harsh, angry, bitter, judgmental things,
mm-hmm.
but not true Christianity at all.
No.
And so I'm glad that you said that. Now, for those that already, that would desire
mm-hmm.
a life change, that would desire to know where they would spend eternity, if you either you or Roger, would you pray that for those?
Yes. Yes. Yes, I'll pray that. Dear Heavenly Father, just repeat this after me as I say it. And mean it with your heart.
I can't do that here.
Yes.
You know,
but the Bible says if we come like a little child, if we humble ourselves like a little child, that he would receive us. And he says, whosoever will, let him come. And so to say, dear Jesus, I come before you now.
I come before you now.
A sinner.
Sin.
Broken, and in need of a Savior.
And in need of a Savior.
And I ask you, Lord Jesus.
And I ask you, Lord Jesus.
To come into my heart.
To come into my heart.
And be my Savior.
Be my Savior.
I ask you, sit upon my heart.
I ask you, sit upon my heart.
On the throne of my heart.
On the throne of my heart.
As Lord.
As Lord.
I submit myself to you.
I submit myself to you.
I repent of my sins.
I repent of my sins.
I ask that you forgive me.
I ask that you forgive me.
And I receive that forgiveness. And
I receive that forgiveness.
You said that you wouldn't turn anyone away.
She said that you wouldn't turn anyone away.
And I know.
And I know.
I'm assured.
I'm assured.
That you're not turning me away either.
That you're not turning me away.
And I receive you as Savior now.
And I receive you as Savior now.
In Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Cameron and Roger, I want to thank you so much for being here with me on the show. Tiffany, thank you for sharing your testimony. Man, it is absolutely incredible. I was not expecting it to go in the direction it went, but I thank you so much. For those of you that have accepted the Lord as your personal Savior, I want you to reach out to me on Facebook. Regina Johnson. Also, you can reach me on Jeremy Strong also you can reach me on Instagram. Again, that's Regina Johnson on Facebook and Jeremy Strong on Twitter. And you can also catch me on Facebook and let me know how this show impacted your life. Please do that. Again, Tamara, Roger, thank you so much. Tiffany, thank you so much. And I want to share this to you as you get ready to exit out. The enemy will try to tell you what happened today was not real. I want you to know that it was. And if you pray that prayer, you can walk in the freedom of knowing that you are now saved. Begin working on your journey towards kingdom.
Yeah.
I thank you and I praise you, Lord, for this time. You have been with us here at Refresh. I am Regina Johnson, the host. And I want you to join with us every Sunday at 6 p.m. Central Time, at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Again, a big shout out to Princess Cooper and all of my family at NHIC. Been listening to Refresh.